And there you are. And a very happy Easter to you from all of us here at Bromley Radio. Well, the weather sounds okay, doesn't it, for today? A few bright spells, remaining dry. That'll do. Although, I'm afraid to say Monday. Maybe a few showers on Monday. More about that later. Which is all very handy if you're listening to this live at 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning. Because it's Easter Saturday morning as we speak to you now. And of course, you could be listening to this as a replay. And that would be on Easter Monday at 10 a.m. Or of course, you can listen anytime, anywhere, as a podcast. Just go to your podcast provider, search Bromley Radio, and there you will find a selection of podcasts from Bromley Radio. Well, hopefully you're enjoying your lay-in, and of course, in the broadcast today, we will have the number one songs from 60, 50, 40 and 30 years ago. And there's a new number one in there. But which one? What decade do you think that might be? Right, enough rabbiting from me. Let's get on with it.
It's all around you, pop, pop.
M and pop music. And I always remember when that song came out. And it was, for me, Easter Saturday, half time. Myself and my family were away visiting old friends of my mum. She first met this lady when she first started work at 15 then, back in them days, at Twining's Tea there in the Strand. And Twining's had a factory down there in Andover, Hampshire, where my mum's friend, who went on to marry, and she married the chap who was in charge of packaging there at the factory. And
Brumley Radio at gmail.com, or Twitter, X at Brumley Radio 1.
Yes, we'll hear about that. As I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted. So, yeah, that song, M, pop music. So, at the weekend, Crystal Palace, which is my mother club, they were playing away at Bristol Rovers. And a very important weekend, because Crystal Palace were attempting to get promoted. This is, of course, in April 1979. And right at the very end of the game, which we went to, because my dad asked our friend Joe, how far is Bristol from it? Well, not that far. Hour and a half. Drive. Okay, fancy going to football this afternoon? Of course I do. So off we all went, or myself and my dad and Joe, we went to, it sounds like a song, doesn't it? We went to Bristol Rovers. And that song was played at half time. And I think the other reason why it matters so much is because Crystal Palace got the winning goal in virtually the last minute of the game. And it was just as well, because all the other teams that were up and around us also won. And that was the season, you might remember, it went to the end the night before the FA Cup final, where Crystal Palace had to play their last game, and it was against Burnley. Yes, that's right. It was the game of 52,000. And that's the official figure that got into the Stadium of Optimism there at Selhurst Park. We won 2-0 and we went up as second division champions. Oh, what a night. Right, okay. So as you were saying, sir,
email in to Brumley Radio at gmail.com or Twitter, X at Brumley Radio 1.
And of course, if you've got any memories, then get in touch with us, with all the above there. Here's Paul Simon, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover, 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jen, make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy, just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus, you don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jen, make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy, you just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus, you don't need to discuss much. Get yourself free.
Paul Simon and 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. And now on Bromley Radio this Easter Saturday, here's Davinda to tell you about the great Bromley Easter Egg Hunt.
Hello, Bromley. With Easter being just around the corner, and for all the Easter egg hunters out there, there's an Easter egg trail happening around Bromley. All you have to do is collect your form from the guest service lounge in the Glades, Bromley Library or Churchill Theatre. As soon as you collect 10 eggs, you can unlock offers and discounts for families from participating stores in Bromley. Get your form and start hunting for eggs. The egg hunt starts 29th of March through to 14th of April. So get cracking.
Talking of Easter egg hunts, I'll tell you more later. Here's John Lennon.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone. It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. My no time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like starting. Like
till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I have failed. You need to borrow, for no one can feel those of your needs that you won't let show. You just call on me, brother. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Bill Withers, Lean On Me. And you've always got a friend here with us at Bromley Radio. And you know what? What doesn't break you makes you stronger. Bromley Radio, Easter Saturday.
Not just a radio station, more a way of life.
Bromley Radio.
No candy store. I wanna spread my wings
Peter Straker, Midnight Taxi Driver. Dancer. I think he said Midnight Taxi Driver. Which I am and used to be. Yes. You know, one of those big black things. Yeah. You know, you could wheel a wheelchair into it with somebody sitting in it quite comfortably. That's what's known as a taxi. Anything else is not a taxi as far as London is concerned. Just saying. So we was hearing from Davinder about the Great Bromley Easter Egg Hunt, which if you go to the Glades there, there's a, like an office there, a shop that you can get the forms from. Thanks, Davinder. I'll have to get her to come back and tell us more about it. In fact, Davinder, yeah, please tell us more about the Great Bromley Easter Egg Hunt.
Hello, Bromley. With Easter being just around the corner, and for all the Easter egg hunters out there, there's an Easter egg trail happening around Bromley. All you have to do is collect your form from the guest service lounge in the Glades, Bromley Library or Churchill Theatre. As soon as you collect 10 eggs, you can unlock offers and discounts for families from participating stores in Bromley. Get your form and start hunting for eggs. The egg hunt starts 29th of March through to 14th of April. So get cracking.
I see what she did there. Get cracking. Yeah. So is it the services office there? Yeah. Okay. So that's where you get your forms for the Great Bromley Easter Egg Hunt. And like I say, it reminds me of the Great Largonian Easter Egg Hunt, which took place in Largo, Florida. Now, on the Monday, it made the headlines off. No, it was Sunday maybe, yeah. One of those days. It made the headlines in the local newspaper for the wrong reasons. And that was because it took place in a park, a big park there in Largo, Florida. So Largo, Florida's near Clearwater, Florida. Therefore, the people that live there are known as Largonian. Sounds like something out of Star Trek, does it? Yes, I know. And actually, if you look at some of the news that does emanate from Florida for the wrong reasons, yeah, yeah, there's been a few that have been from Largo. But anyway, getting back to the Great Largonian Easter Egg Hunt there in Largo, Florida, that made the headlines for the wrong reason. It was because where they hidden the eggs was so good, and where the little competitive children were so competitive in trying to find the Easter eggs, the sun had set, darkness had descended, and it was now time to close the park. So they duly locked the park gates, only for the police to start getting phone calls to say, we can't get out the park. So they had to send people along to come and unlock the park and find people that were in the middle of the park in the dark. Yeah, wow. This was before we had the phone technology that we've got now, where you can turn your phone into a torch. It was before then. Oh, could you imagine? Yeah. Didn't end well, did it? In fact, Largo made a bit of an omelette of that particular Easter egg hunt. I was sitting all alone, watching people getting on with each other.
Sexy eyes. Sexy eyes. Sexy eyes. Sexy eyes.
Dr. Hook and Sexy Eyes.
Get down with you, I'm on a move with you. Sexy Eyes.
And Easter Saturday here on Bromley Radio, and yes, it's quite spring-like out. It's quite bright, I'm glad to say. At least it's dry. God, didn't we have some hellacious weather with that storm? They gave it a name, didn't they? But I can't remember its name. But I know the old Bromley radio barometer was very low, so very stormy. Yeah. Coming up on Monday, the 8th of April, it's Camp Elite. So this is Monday, the 8th of April, till Friday, the 12th of April, there at St. Christopher's Hall School in Beckenham. They're promoting a teamwork as one of our core values. Join us and discover the power of working together, which is what it's all about, isn't it? Bringing Bromley together, indeed. So that's happening there at St. Christopher's Hall School in Beckenham, where you can take your youngsters to get involved in a camp where they encourage teamwork.
Bringing Bromley together. Bromley Radio.
Every night she walks right in my dreams. Since I met her from the start, I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine. Doggone girl, this is mine. I know she's mine. The doggone girl is mine.
I don't understand the way you think, saying that she's yours, not mine. Sending roses and your silly dreams, really just a waste of time. Because she's mine.
The doggone girl is mine.
Don't waste your time.
Because the doggone girl is mine.
I love you more than he.
Take you anywhere.
She'll tell you I'm the one for her, 'cause she said I blow her mind. The girl is mine.
The doggone girl is mine.
Don't waste your time.
Because the doggone girl is mine.
She's mine.
She's mine.
No, 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 she's mine.
Your time.
Before, Michael. She told me that I'm her forever lover, you know, don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she says she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe.
Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney, The Girl Is Mine. All right, let's have a little dance around, why don't we?
things ain't getting over. Listen to what I say. Got to turn around. Got to turn around. Hey, what's wrong with you? You're looking kind of down to me. Those things ain't getting over. Listen to what I say.
That's Fats and Small and Turn Around. Yes, giving your speakers a little workout there, eh?
Online, on your smart speaker and on your digital device, this is Bromley Radio.
Well, here we are. So now we've got to the point where we play the number one songs from this week in 1964, 74, 84 and 1994. There's a new number one in that mix compared with last week. And the new number one is this.
Money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money. The money can buy me love.
From back in the days when they made songs that were 2 minutes and 6 or 7 seconds long, that was the Beatles and Can't Buy Me Love, number one this week in 1964. So this week in 1974, yep.
Waiting to go. to hang on, boys. We gotta hold this piece of ground. Be proud he died that way. I heard she threw the letter away.
Paper Lace and Billy Don't Be a Hero, number one this week in 1974. And I was listening elsewhere down the dial at the last weekend. And they were asking for song suggestions with whistling in it. And he's come to the conclusion that there was never really a bad song with whistling in it. So that would have been a contender, wouldn't it? Even though the whistling was at the end there. All right. Number one, 1984, Lionel Richie. And hello?
I've been alone with you inside my mind. And in my dreams I've kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile. So much, I love you. I long to see the sunlight in your hair and tell you time and time again much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know, 'cause I wonder where you are, and I wonder what you do. Are you somewhere feeling lonely? Or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying, I love you. We'll be right back.
someone love you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying I love you.
Lionel Richie and Hello, number one this week back in 1984. And yes, they were still there in 1994. Number one this week in 1994. By Doop. Yes, what an original title. Wonder what came first, the egg or the hen in that case, the group name or the song title. Yes, a couple of double Dutch guys, producers that decided to mix Charleston music with techno music, and that's what they came up with. Just shows you what the computers could do in the 90s compared with the 80s. Can't believe number one songs. We had Lionel Richie with Hello, a nice soft ballad. And then we ended up with that 10 years later. Well, that's it. There is no more. As always, thank you for listening to Bromley Radio. And, well, I say if you're listening live because this also goes out as a podcast, and this is also replayed Monday at 10 a.m. So if you're listening live on a Saturday morning at 10 a.m, we're coming to the end of the broadcast here as we're about to make way for Loretta's Little Big Show. That's right. The little things in Bromley that matter. The little things that make a big difference. And then after that, the latest Bromley Buzz podcast. And yes, our website is still under construction, so that's why at the moment Bromley Radio is a bit Bromley light. Anyway, thank you for being there. And until next week, at the same time, whenever, we'll speak to you then. And until then, you have yourself a very peaceful Easter.